Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Scott reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is hit by the pitch. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle bunts towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Hobson moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Hobson moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Miller fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Miller. Horta moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a pop-up into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Fisk scores. Doyle goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Jim Essien. Bill Campbell now pitching. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to second. 2 outs. Laron Lagro now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.